Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday, the 28th of August, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging out.
We're in that 75th anniversary of the salt flats out there.
I am.
It's only been around 75 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so people have been racing on there for...
I was going to say forever.
For around 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the official event and organization.
Because they tested many things,
I've seen movies back from the early 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're making movies out there. In fact, I just saw one from 1934 with, I think, James Stewart, and they were racing out
really?
There. Jimmy Stewart. And,
cool.
It was kind of cool, but because that same place you were going to be. Okay, so good morning.
Okay, let's go to the weather's good. Good weather's. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. Hey, hazy skies today. Looks like maybe that's because the areas of smoke before 11 a.m. is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 98. It looks like we're going to have our overnight skies tonight will be clear, maybe with wind gusts up to about 18 miles per hour with our overnight lows of 65. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high near 95 with about 7 to 10 miles per hour of wind in the northwest and clear skies with lows around 67 tomorrow. Maybe we're going to get gusts again up to about 18 miles per hour on Tuesday evening. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Winds again around 14 to 18. Maybe gusts up to 28 miles per hour. It's a time to take the umbrellas down again. Oh, my gosh. All right. And Wednesday, overnight lows of around 67. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Thursday night, slight chance of showers, folks. If you're feeling that in the air, could be slight chance of showers after 11, mostly cloudy with lows of around 65. Now, Friday, a chance of showers once again. And Friday night, chance of showers before 11, mostly cloudy with a low of 61. Saturday, slight chance of showers. And Sunday rolls around with mostly sunny. So if you're thinking about getting your houseplants watered, like I love to put, as soon as I get a sign of rain, I get all my houseplants out and stick them outside. And they love to drink the natural rainwater. So, and I find that makes them flourish, and especially after they've been in the air conditioning for months. So anyway, that's the morning story of the week forecast here, and that is brought to you by Always Shasta Gas. Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, the Kinney family. In fact, we drove by there yesterday, and we thought, wow, they really keep up their lot. And like Carl said, yeah, it's like military.
It's like military precision.
Precision.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove by it. And so they bring us the weather, 365-3793, for all your Shasta.
Hey, Liam, guess where I spent almost 6 hours Saturday night?
I don't know. With the horse?
No.
You want to play that track? Right, so that you're listening to, that was Danger Kitty. I mean, I just have to tell you that, and in fact, you know, I just went on her Facebook. She said, tune into KCNR with Carlina tomorrow at 7 a.m. because I told her we were going to talk about it.
Well, first of all, me going to a, Linda says, do you want to go to this concert? Do you want to go to this concert? It's called the Billion Dollar Bash. And it was a fundraiser for Axiom. And I said, and she says, I want to immerse myself in the music. I want to be there. I want to, you know, blah. And, you know, the way it was kind of led up to. And I said, well, there's probably other people that like to be immersed. And but it turns out I was going to be immersed. And we listened to three bands. We listened to Honeybee and Jade. Was it
Anna Jay.
Anna Jay. But then Danger Kitty. And let me tell you, for 5 hours that I was there, we got there at 6, right? 6? Around 6. Left around 11. And partly because it was over at like 10:30, 10:40, but you had to just go back there and talk to these people.
Yeah, it was.
Let me tell you how we have talent in this town, and I'm talking about all three, but to end up with Danger Kitty, wow. I mean, Honeybee was great. I could go listen to them. And Jade, was that it? Who is, let me age myself a little bit. Back in the 60s when I was living in San Francisco, every so often you'd head out and you'd see these new bands and all this, you know, people like Big Brother and the Holding Company, you know, all those guys, right? She has this certain, Janet, I don't know. Her voice is better. Not Janis Joplin, but a certain persona on the stage. But then Danger Kitty comes on.
But you know, hard to say but then, because yeah. Each band
is totally
kept
different.
Completely kept our every, I mean, we know that we've seen Honeybee Jazz. We've seen their names all over the place, but yeah. Have we ever... Really, you know, we went alone and we didn't really sit with anybody. So there really wasn't a lot of conversation. We just really wanted to immerse ourselves into, first of all, Axiom Theater's done a great job. Kudos. They have a really nice bar. The way that it was set up was, and we were there a little bit late. There was a guy named Jason that started off downstairs. I'd like to go see his set and hear his set later on. And they had an auction, a silent auction and then merch. And it was just, a really cool scene. So then we went into, now if you've not been to Axiom, they have like a, almost a cabaret style seating. So it's leveled off. Not a bad seat in the house. And so we got to hear Honeybee and get up close and, hear, the wonderful musicianship. And then came on Anna Jay and she, I'm trying to, like, I didn't get the individual players, but this gal, has drawn my blood, or she has given me a vitamin infusion, and I know her that way, and I know that she talks about music and her music, and then to see her, it's almost like if imagine your mailman says, "Oh yeah, I'm in this band," and you go and you go to the and you are blown away at how incredibly talented and this is her original music.
Yeah.
So when you think about Janis Joplin, it's because she's barefoot, her hair, she's just in her spirit.
It's the spirit is what, not her voice.
Yeah.
Because her voice really is better.
It
wasn't that raspy voice. But let's go to Danger Kitty.
All right. So then that band was on and they all each had their drum sets on and they'd pull and be like a 15-minute break. And then Danger Kitty came on, which is the headliner, and they just did a CD release of the song you're listening to now. And how they came about for me, and I think I talked about this the other day when Friday morning, was that, I was part of a show at the Cascade Theater that was, called Encore, and we donated an advertising package so that somebody who bought that could then, the money would go towards the Cascade Theater. And Demetra bought that package. I get this call from this, you know, beautiful woman's voice who said, you know, I bought the package. And so they had the CD release concert coming up at the Axiom. And I love the fact that you saw Cascade people at the Axiom. That's where you talk about supporting your theater, the theater in Reading. So I asked her to come in, bring me a CD. and let's cut a commercial for her, you know, which was not just a fundraiser for Axiom, but for the Reading Roots Revival. We got to talk about that after we do our calendar. But anyway, so I listened to that CD all the way down to Sacramento, all the way back, all the way out to the horse, all the way, you know, all weekend. And then I loved hearing their live show. And I've become a fan. We've become a fan. And Carl, we sat there and we literally were engrossed in the whole music culture of, we have monster musicians in Reading. I was not aware of, I've got my jazz community, but that felt so good.
Well, you know, and then they had a couple of guests that came in.
Cleveland Bonet.
Cleveland Bonet took that Hammond organ and had music coming out of that that I had never heard of. I mean, it was great. How do you play an organ like that and make it sound so, happen so well? And then was Ashley, was that her name, the piano player and backup singer? I'm sorry, I didn't get that name.
We need to prepare.
We need to prepare better for that, but then she was there. And then the violin player, the fiddle player from Honeybee came out and also accompanied him. But let me tell you, you know, I'm not the big music aficionado, you know, I mean, north of Richmond, yeah. But this was just totally great.
And Kane McGee on drums.
Kane McGee on drums.
Oh, my gosh.
Hurricane.
The voice.
Hurricane McGee.
The voice, the playing. I mean, he's world class.
So, bottom line is that
Tyler Mansfield on guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we can go on and on and on. Like Carl said, you want to give a whole. So there, anyway, we're going to have the Reading Roots, the people that are going to be coming up, 2 days in Reading that are coming up. We're going to give you those dates at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. They're going to be coming on my show September 7th, and we're going to be covering all of that. 2 days of great bands throughout the Reading area.
And the last Friday here at Tiger Field, by the way, I think it's this Friday, is Danger Kitty. And here's a chance to come out
on the green.
On the green and listen to this band. You won't be sorry. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is local. It's been here for 16 years, working on its 17th. It must be getting pretty close to 17 now. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We really like it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this is, of course, Anne Marie with our community calendar, and this segment is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-244-2345 for insurance questions and services. So, Anne Marie, we've actually got you sponsored.
Yay!
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. It's great to be back this week.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we're going to pay you, but we got it sponsored.
That's okay. I'm not asking for any right now. I know.
But we're going to drag you in here more and more.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, today, you guys, is National Thoughtful Day, and I absolutely love that.
National Thoughtful Day.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, it is.
You know, that is good. Yeah, cool.
And tomorrow, Tuesday, August 29th, is the Marine Corps Reserve birthday.
Ooh, okay.
And some themes for the month of September include National Preparedness Month, National Suicide Prevention Month, and National Service Dog Month. As we begin our community calendar, One Safe Place Shasta is in need of donations. They are looking for clothing donations, new or like new, for adults and teens. Donations can be dropped off between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 2250 Benton Drive in Reading. On Wednesday, August 30th, the Haven Humane Society will have their walk-in vaccine clinic from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 7449 East Side Road in Anderson. According to their website, this is low-cost vaccinations with no office visit. Cats must be in carriers and dogs must be on leashes. For more information on pricing or packages, please visit havenhumane.org. The Anderson Chamber of Commerce presents the Sunset River Jam Series on Wednesday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater. This weekly series is currently running now through October 4th and is free to attend. This coming Wednesday, look for the Hill Street Band to perform. Anderson River Park is located at 2800 Rupert Road. For more information on the Wednesday night series, visit AndersonChamberOfCommerce.com. On Thursday, August 31st, we are back with Haven Humane for their low-cost spay and neuter surgeries for feral and community cats. Drop-off is at 7:15 a.m. and pickup 4 p.m. the same day. For pricing details, available spaces, and more information, visit havenhumane.org. Looking for something fun to do with the kiddos? Check out Family Story Hour on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Reading Library, located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The event features story time, activities, and crafts. That's Thursday afternoons, 3 to 4 p.m. at the Reading Library. And on Friday, September 1st, be sure to check out First Fridays, celebrating a new downtown in downtown Reading. The event will start at 5 p.m. and feature live music, vendors, nonprofits, a beer and wine garden, and a variety of activities inside participating businesses downtown, with extended hours to welcome you. This event is brought to you by First Fridays in Downtown Reading, Viva Downtown, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. For the list of evening activities, and there is a lot involved here, visit First Fridays in Downtown Reading on Facebook. And that is your sample of events happening this week here in Shasta County. I'm Anne Marie for your community calendar.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie.
Thank you, guys.
So we're going to teach you how to, we're building a new website. We're going to teach you how to do some things on that website.
Awesome. Love it.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we are building a new website because we're going in to, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We always appreciate your enthusiasm.
Hey, and finding these different things. You know, some people go, well, you know, spay and neuter. Well, I tell you what, those spay and neuter clinics, people have to know about that. But the things going on the weekend, like this Friday on the green at the
Tiger Field. And those are really fun, and the nights are beautiful.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, there's so many things going on. But nobody ever knows about, like, you know, somebody was telling us about another music thing that went on or something and had no idea, hadn't even heard of it. And we, you know, it's one of those things like, oh my gosh, we should have known about that. That's what we got you for, Anne Marie.
And then, you know, every time I go on Facebook, Pat Karch, our good friend Pat Karch is playing all over the place. He's really,
oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, he's playing a View 202, I think on Friday night, Saturday night, Takara. I always get the names Takara, Grill. And of course, he brought the piano in there. He instituted the music and got the bookings on those nights to go in. And who doesn't like to go have a cocktail or whatever, non-cocktail, and sit at the bar? You can be alone and do that and have this great feeling of just listening to piano music. It's something that is warming the heart. We're coming into fall. We have so many wonderful events that are going on. And like I said, it was so great to be with Carl, because I really think, I know you like music, but, you know, you get into what it is, not a rut, but we get up so early with our radio station, and to be a business owner, it's just we're doing stuff. You're making sure our clients, you know, that they're taken care of, and our staff, and making sure, you know, sometimes we've got glitches, we've got to go to the tower, we're building a website, our website, you know, pray for our web guy because he's had some health conditions, so we're going to be building a brand new site, you know, it's things like that. So as far as going out that much at nighttime, we go to events, we try to support events, but it's not like we've gone to the Mosquito Serenade every single event. And so we've kind of made this pinky promise to each other that we're going to start doing more of this because it really, I think, I love how music really bridges. Well, bridges people. You don't sit and talk about damn politicians, you know. I mean, you can write about it and hear about it, but it's different.
It does. And anyway, the your community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, Curtis Byron and his crew over there. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Now, let's take a quick break. And then this is open line, my friends. We thought we had a guest coming in today that last minute couldn't make it. No, it's fine. Those things happen.
Yeah.
Because between us, Linda and I, we can probably keep us occupied, but then we're looking for your comment and the things that are going on. And we're going to be talking about things local here, like at Anderson, which has caused already just Anderson has already got the Attorney General of California all excited and his panties are all bunched up. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Right.
Jeff Wurst.
Yeah.
Down there. It's a
why are you smiling
business.
At me?
Well, it's because that's just it. Because you're cute. he knows
did
it
I
all.
Miss something?
He knows it all there as far as repairing windshields. He's a great guy. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business, locally owned and operated. Been there a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I'll just tell you that right now. He fixed a crack of my windshield 16 years ago and still can't see it. This kind of work he does. He doesn't take chances with your safety. Cars, trucks, RVs. You name it, he can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the Bot. It is Monday, the 28th of August, 7:35 in the morning, and, oh gosh, I don't know, approximately 68 degrees, I'll say that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off of Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's the only place I shop for jewelry in Reading. And have never bought anything there that Linda did not like. And it could be you're just really nice to me, but they've got just a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman in town. And it's just Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Hey, I just don't want to implement this, that the guy that was playing in the lobby on Saturday night of at the Axiom was Preston Jacobs. And we just want to make sure that we mention everybody's name. And, again, when we go to the Reading Roots, that is going to be happening September 22nd, but there's other dates as well, is Danger Kitty will be playing. But they're also on the green this Friday. And we keep talking about it a lot, but I think it's really important, especially now we're – We go in and we talk about all this craziness with the election and elections and recalls and stuff like that. And it's just so cool to hear these players that are, you know, live here and work here and, like, have other jobs. And they come together and make this music. And it's just, you know, I don't think you're sitting there going, do you vote Republican or Democrat or Independent? Maybe some people do, but it's just getting engrossed in the moment in the artistic beauty of what's going on.
All right. So it seems like every time somebody makes a statement here in Shasta County that somebody down in Sacramento has to make a counterstatement.
Mm.
The policy that has just been voted through the Anderson Union High School District on last Tuesday, that's called the Parental Notification Policy. As it was called in the district's meeting agenda, requires school staff to notify parents or guardians if a child asked to identify as a gender other than the one that they were assigned to at birth. Staff will also need to report to parents if the student attempts to go by a different name or attempts to join sports or clubs which are segregated by gender. The parental notification policy also requires that parents be notified when the child gets into a fight or expresses thoughts of suicide. That, to me, seems kind of reasonable, that you're letting the parents know that something's going on that is going to have a profound impact on their child's life. But on Friday, the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, firmly denounced the policy, saying it is deeply troubling to learn that school districts are putting the well-being of transgender and gender nonconforming students at risk by forcibly outing them. He went on to say how this office stands against any actions that perpetuate discrimination, harassment, or exclusion. So, here's the thing. And there's a lot more to this, because he hasn't threatened legal action. But, you know, it's not that he's not going to. And this happened over in Chico, where a child changed their gender, or mm-hmm. not their gender, they can't do that, you know, change their identification. And the mother didn't know about it. Family didn't know about it. But it took her like a day to find out about it because it was happening in school. And kids at school would tell their parents who then called her. And she had no idea this was going on. She had no idea that, you know, her child was dressing differently, goes to school and change her clothes and all those. Had a different name. I think a parent needs to know about this stuff. I mean, it, you know, if I understand right, a child can be at school and get, you know, and have an abortion and the parents never know about it. I mean, it's not like every parent out there is a raging terrorist at home. I mean, it seems, they're not. I mean, there are things that kids do or, you know, that, you know, we all, when we're kids, do dumb things. I'm not saying that the gender thing is dumb, no. But there are things that kids do at school that parents, kind of, you know, probably need to know about. If you're acting up in school, if all of a sudden, okay, you know what, you're not, your kid's grades have gone straight down, or, you know, things like this, negative things. Well, this could be construed as something important enough that the parents need to know about it so they can address it and be supportive. Maybe the child feels, well, you know, they're not going to like this. Well, maybe they won't like it, but they can work through it. But to keep it a secret, I think parents need to have rights. Parents need to have a say in what happens with their children. You know, a 10-year-old.
Right there, that's divisive. You're dividing your family structure into a secret. Just keep the secret from your parents.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that maybe there's always an exception if you're coming out of a house that's, you know, we definitely have the Children's Legacy Center that comes on, and we know that there's
turmoil
sometimes, many times in some homes, abuse. And so, therefore, you know, you do have to go to somebody to protect you or help that you can navigate through whatever happens.
That's an important point.
As far as an overall general carpet,
parents should be.
I would think.
Liam, have you been listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes Liam's doing things in the studio. You know,
he's fixing knobs. Yeah.
Is that something the parents? I mean, you're. I keep going back to the fact that one of these days we'll have to stop because you graduated.
Well, I mean, you have a generation. But that's a different generation.
You were in there was this going on in school when you were there?
Like kids being transgender?
Well, I mean,
or
they're questioning it and they want to change in school.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I know kids personally in high school whose like lives would have been threatened if they were outed to their parents. So I'm really torn because it's not a black and white issue, and people are trying to make it black and white. And it needs to be a case by case thing.
Absolutely.
Well, and I can understand it, but isn't at some point shouldn't the parents be brought in on this?
Of course.
Because you can't keep it secret. In your school, if somebody was doing it, I mean, you know, maybe not you, but somebody's going to go home and tell a parent.
True.
And then that parent's going to tell the other parents, and pretty soon it gets back to you. Now you feel, you know, maybe a supportive parents. Maybe they're just afraid to do it, or they weren't sure. And then they find out a couple weeks later or a month later. It just seems like there's got to be – parents need to be brought in on this at some point.
Parents have the responsibility to build a family dynamic where their children would feel comfortable approaching them with these issues, and that would alleviate the responsibility of the schools. I mean, if you do a good job, your kid's probably going to feel safe and comfortable coming to you. And if your kid doesn't, like, they probably haven't done a very good job, right? I don't know. It's not black and white.
No, it's not.
It's.
But on the other hand, a parent not being notified if their child has had, you know, I mean, if a child can get an abortion without the parents being told, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many?
And then what happens if there's complications? Whose responsibility is to take care of the child
after that?
That. And so I kind of like, here it's going to be a weird shift. But if your child is a minor and they got into your gun collection, you're held responsible for that minor's actions. So at which point is this breakdown as far as what about bringing the parents in as a maybe the counselor of saying, you know, the parents should just know. I don't
somewhere
know.
Somewhere in the process.
Yeah.
In the process, the parents have to be brought in.
Can you imagine if you were so clueless, you're going up, and this happens a lot too with people, with kids that it really go astray, and they split their lives, and they, you know, the parents are going along, they both work, they're providing, they have to focus, and they get home at 5, kids are there at 5, they have dinner, but that kid's got it, this, you see this a lot, they got a complete different, like, double life.
Oh yeah. I mean, most teenagers do, right?
I mean, but that's been going on for, you know, only about 1,000 years.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we had a different life. You know, my dad asked me one time, my senior year, why the car was parked sideways in the driveway, and I said it was.
Well,
no, it was true. It was parked sideways.
Hey, listen.
I had knocked over anything.
Listen, in the headline news today, stress.
Wait a minute. Not yet. We got a break.
All right. Just before that.
Okay.
Stressed zoo elephants will be given CBD oil to help them chill out and stop fighting.
And
that's according to CNN headlines. They deserve to relax. We'll be right back.
More disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Don't miss the ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJs Jake Easy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes, tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's open line Monday. Good morning, everybody. The 28th of August. Gosh, Liam, we've lost August. What happened?
We lost the whole year.
Did I wake you up?
Not acceptable to yawn while we're doing the morning show. Just FYI, don't do it again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't yawn because then we start yawning.
I'm putting everyone to sleep.
Yeah,
on the road.
Then we start yawning.
Yeah, we're here to wake people up in the morning and give them good thoughts.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. This is a great place to get your car washed. It really is. Reasonable prices. Car or truck comes out sparkling clean, happy people at the end of the tunnel there wiping your car off with a fluffy towel. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash. Bob Barker passed at age 99.
Oh, man.
You know,
who didn't grow up with Truth or Consequences? Yeah. And then The Price is Right.
Yeah.
These are like in your... in your DNA, I don't know about DNA, but it is such an imprint on your life. Come on down. I mean,
he was in movies, Happy Gilmore, where he beats up Adam Sandler out in the golf course. But he was in movies and stuff.
Old school.
Bob Barker.
Old school, man. TV, always charming. You know, he was a big animal rights activist, and
he
used to MC, I think it was Miss USA, and one of the top pageants, and he stopped doing it because they were giving fur coats to the winners, and he said, "I'm not going to be part of that." It just stopped. So I thought that was, that's a stance, and I think that's kind of cool.
City of Reading, Shasta County, and a company that provides health care for the inmates in the county jail have agreed to pay $12.75 million to the sister of a Reading man who died while in the jail. Randall Scott Johnson died 2 days after being brought into the jail in August 2018. In the lawsuit, said the brother was suicidal when police found him at his home in August, and he should have been taken to the hospital rather than jail. With the fact said, the city of Reading and the county agreed to pay $1.65 million, while WellPath, a national for-profit company that provides health care to inmates at detention facilities across the country, including Shasta County, agreed to pay $11.1 million. It appears that there was an incident going on, and he attempted to kill himself by taking a large quantity of meth. And when the officers got there, he was in bad shape. They got him to jail. He was going through withdrawals, screaming in pain, and that he was, even though he refused to have his vital signs taken 3 times, the nurse or whoever it appears signed off on him. And when they went back the next morning, he or she signed off saying it was okay. That's apparently from what I'm reading here. But when they went back next morning, he was dead. Anyway, they're saying it was neglect. So, the county, the city, and the brunt of it went to the medical facility people.
All right. So,
You know, here's the thing is that. Once they're in your care, you got to take care of them. I mean, as bad as this was, and I didn't even read the parts about him that were just.
He was
in really bad shape, and he was covered in his own feces.
That's just horrible. And so, do you think that? I mean, there's no excuse, period. But do you think that in any position, at any time, there's burnout? And it's almost as if, you know, if you've experienced or you know somebody's experienced burnout, it is part of a post-traumatic stress thing, and you leave your body. I mean, you're there, but you leave your body.
Yeah.
As if you've experienced so much abuse, if you've experienced so much that you can't, you're not even present.
Well, that could be, and I think that George Floyd thing was part of that. Was this guy just had a total? He had a total blank out on even seeing Floyd as a person when he kept his knee on him.
Yeah,
and then everybody else they were so jaded or whatever it was. He just had a total, you know, like he's not human. But see, you can't be like that.
No.
And if you're a first responder or a policeman or somebody there is as bad as it is. That's your job, is to keep them alive. You know, Vince, our son, U.S. Marshal, he goes, once you've arrested them and you've got them cuffed, you have to protect them. And putting your knee on somebody's, you know, neck for 15 minutes. And he says even worse is the other cops were just standing there watching. And he says, that's not procedure. Anyway.
Well, when we hit the headlines, one of them today is about three people were killed Saturday in a racially motivated attack after a gunman targeted black people at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, in one of several weekend shootings that again shocked Americans. Authorities have launched a federal hate crime investigation after the 21-year-old white gunman left behind racist writings and used racial slurs. The attack in Florida is the latest in a number of shootings in recent years where a gunman has targeted black people, including a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. So we're getting these in the headlines. It's because we have multimedia outlets. This is now at our attention where perhaps 40 years ago this wasn't covered. So I don't know what the answer is. I know some people say banning guns. I mean, I'm just saying it's like banning. It's always someone's going to grow it. Someone's going to find it. Someone's going to get it. There's always going to be a black market. So you can ban. But, you know, I always think that it's more than just the guns. I think it's like a mental.
Not the guns.
It's a breakdown of the mental wellness of a person to pull a gun, find a gun, get a gun, load a gun, and go shoot people.
It's not
because of this thing that, you know, it's more than just a hatred you can hate white or black or brown or whatever color of a person. It's just a hatred in general. It's a sickness.
It is a sickness because guns haven't changed. Oh, well, yes, they have. No, guns haven't changed. Guns have always been out there.
The whole
idea behind a gun is
if we investigated, we really wanted to find out the 5 to 10 people who've gone in and just like killed people. Like where are the signs? Did the family, did the community, did anybody know the signs? Did they see signs?
Well, this guy had been involuntarily put into a mental institution for like 10 days, if I read that right. What about the guy in Las Vegas and when Justin Aldean was there?
Oh, my God.
And killed so many people. You know, he transported guns, cases of guns and ammo up to his room to do this. And they never did find out because he killed himself. And they never did find out what triggered him to do something like this. He had a bump stock. It wasn't even a bump stock thing. It was what triggered a guy to stand up above a crowd of people and start shooting. That's the code you have to break. Is there something that they put online? Is there something that's happened that, we've just heard last night, we heard stories of people. They're going through some really tough stuff right now. And then you think to yourself, Are they going to hurt themselves? And or are they going to hurt others? I don't think about that, hurting others, but I do think about them. They may hurt themselves. So, and what can you do except try to be there and support them and help them? But picking out people to kill because of their color, their gender, their religion is something that is unfortunately has become an everyday occurrence in our world and in our country. We'll be right back.
I wish politicians would look out for miners and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the old beast milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3",
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Deal with that. Southern Californians deal with this.
Southern California will bake under the heat wave that's expected to bring near record temperatures to the area over the next few days.
We're looking at a heat wave developing today through Tuesday.
That's Todd Hall. He's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
And seeing temperatures as high as 100 to 110 degrees in some of the valley areas.
Like usual, the beaches are the best place to escape the heat.
You know, as you get close to the coast, you know, the beaches will be much cooler, but places away from coast like downtown LA, they'll see temperatures in the low to mid-90s.
It could make it to 108 in the San Fernando Valley. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
8 U.S. Marines remain hospitalized in the Australian city of Darwin, injured in a fiery weekend crash of a tilt-rotor aircraft. It killed 3 of their colleagues. A vigil for the 3 people killed by a gunman in what police say was a racially motivated weekend attack at a store in Jacksonville. It was hardly a warm welcome for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He showed up to offer condolences and comfort.
Thank you for giving this.
DeSantis telling the crowd, "We are not going to let people be targeted based on their race." The sheriff describing the 21-year-old gunman's manifesto as the diary of a madman. Russia's top domestic security agency says it detained former employee of the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok. It's accused of collecting information about Russian action in Ukraine and related issues. There's a rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 206 points, the Nasdaq trading 64 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Current events are unfolding like it's right out of the Book of Revelations. From the threat of AI to genocide, wars, man-made bioplagues, everything prophesied in the Bible looks like it's happening now. After speaking to Christian leaders from all over the world, I believe the next step is a man-made crisis completely designed to take over our economic freedom. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, a Christian author and media analyst who breaks down current events to people just like you who are concerned about their future and the future of their families. I always tell my listeners and my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Bible says. You need knowledge about gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's the best option. To see why, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. I recommend you get their info kit. That's FAITH to 989898. And then you'll be armed with the information you need in order to have peace of mind and guide your affairs with great wisdom. God bless you.
Few people have heeded an evacuation order in northeast Ukraine despite a Russian drive to retake the region.
As war returns to Kharkiv province, Ukrainian authorities are ordering mandatory evacuations of villages there. But so far, a majority of residents are refusing to go as battles inch closer. The directive applies to 37 settlements now liberated by Ukraine after being occupied by Russia earlier in the war. But with Russia's attempt to push back into the area, a district military administration is now asking more than 10,000 residents to seek safety elsewhere. For those remaining, many don't want to give up their homes, and some say hardships of relocating and fear of poverty are among reasons for staying. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Greek authorities have reinforced firefighting forces in the northeastern part of the country, where a massive deadly wildfire is burning for a 10th day with no signs of progress in putting it out. News and analysis at townhall.com. Tennessee is mourning the passing of former Governor Don Sundquist.
The family of the two-term Republican says he died peacefully at a Memphis hospital surrounded by family members following a short illness. Sundquist never lost an election in 8 tries in Tennessee, 6 for Congress and 2 for governor. but he emerged as a divisive figure during his final years in office as the state feuded over whether to create an income tax. Governor Sundquist was 87 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A trial is beginning this week for the first of two teens charged with murder in a shooting at a Des Moines, Iowa alternative school that left two students dead and the program's founder injured. Jury selection starts today in the trial of 19-year-old Preston Walls, charged with two counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and criminal gang participation. The trial of the other defendant, also 19 and facing the same charges, scheduled to start in October. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Muir Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 28th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
Do you have a national day today that we haven't already heard about?
National Red Wine Day.
Boo.
National Red Wine Day.
Okay,
all right.
That's
we'll
gonna,
take that.
Your dad's going to be happy.
Hey, hazy today with our highs of 98. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of wind with about 5 to 7. But as the week progresses, it looks like we're going to have some wind. Tonight, overnight lows will be 65. Tomorrow, 95. And this is where we kind of go up with Tuesday night, maybe gusts up to about 18 miles per hour. As we get to Wednesday, it looks like maybe 28 miles per hour with gusts on Wednesday, sunny and hot with a 98 and clear skies Wednesday night, overnight lows of 67. Thursday calls for 93. Chance of showers come on with Friday. And Saturday, chance of showers once again, and Sunday, mostly sunny. So it looks like, you know, we've got that Friday and Saturday and Thursday night chance of showers. But today, look for hazy skies because of areas of smoke. Supposed to have clear skies tonight. We saw the stars last night. We were with some friends.
The moon was
and the moon was beautiful. And we were sitting outside. And the waterfall was going. And you guys were smoking cigars. Puffing on cigars, I should say. And we just really enjoyed our, you know, got to that where the night is beautiful. So you know that we're going to have some events coming up here that are outside that are going to be great. Oh, and by the way, the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. It's called Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
Today, Trump's back in court along with a couple other people. One of his co-defendants, Mark Meadows, former White House chief of staff, is arguing to move the case out of a Georgia state court and move it to federal court. The prosecutor, and wanting to keep it into the local court, is it would be held in Fulton County and knows the judges, knows. I mean, it's just you get a home court advantage. The only thing the putting it into a federal court is it means it's 10 more counties around there. Plus, Fulton County went 73% Biden and 23% Trump. Anyway, so they're going to rule on that should this go to a federal court. And then the other one is Trump, about when they're going to have the trial for Trump. Jack Smith, the prosecutor, says, I can do it January 2nd. Well, that's right in the middle of the election. So they're going to probably push to have that moved out further. Anyway, there's a whole lot of things. So,
well, I got a couple
it's hard
things
to keep them. It's
here,
hard to keep
you know,
careful.
I love to watch gymnastics. I think I did gymnastics in, I think it was 6th and 7th grade. And so I've always admired watching champions. I don't care if it's tennis. I don't care if it's cycling. But I really enjoy watching gymnastics. So Simone Biles makes history after winning a record 8th all-around national title at the U.S. Gymnastic Championships. She is the oldest at 26 years old to ever win the championships when she finished 3.9 points ahead of Shailese Jones, the all-around silver medalist at the 2022 U.S. and World Championships. The eighth title for Biles breaks the record she shared with Alfred, I don't know if it's Joachim, who won a seventh all-around gold medal 90 years ago in 1933. What I thought about her the other day, and I thought, you know, she's coming back because she's going to do the Olympics, and then she's gotten married, and what happens when you stop? Like when Michael Phelps talked about for 6 or 7 years, that's all he did. He was in the pool every single day, even when he was sick. He didn't take it. I would tell my parents this. He didn't go, oh, I got to go home for Christmas. No, he swam at Christmas. He swam through Thanksgiving. He swam through his birthday. He swam every day. And then because I heard him speak at a conference in Sacramento, that he said if I took a day off, that meant I had to work extra hard because that meant somebody was 2 days ahead of me. And I could not allow to let anybody get ahead of me. So imagine swimming every day for 7 years. This reminds me of, you know, Simone, because if she took a break, your body is so amazing that it has memory. So, I mean, I'm sure she had to probably work extra hard to get back into the place that she is in her leading, winning at 26 years old.
It's all
her
for a
eighth all-around national.
Yeah.
It's just, I love the story.
Well, let me have a story that's not quite as happy. Business owners in Reading are frustrated with the constant cycle of transient-related crime at their storefronts. This is out of KRCR, News Channel 7. I deal with this 6 to 8 times a day. Every night, my cameras go off all night, said Jason Miller, owner of Lucky Miller's Deli off Cypress. I can't sleep. It's getting so bad now, I just turn my notifications off on my camera. I've had people come in and defecate in front of my deli. I've had my windows broke out. I can't count the amount of times I've kicked people out of here for harassing my customers, harassing my staff. He said in his location there, and it's a cool location. It's right there. It's right across the parking lot from Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we go there. I meet my friends there, and we have got great food.
Yeah, you've talked about that place.
It has been to a point where Jason isn't sure how much more he can handle. It's not even fun anymore. I have fun running my business, not fun anymore. He's already looking at alternative locations for his deli, but he remains steadfast in fighting it. If I have to be the voice, I'll be the voice. I'll be the first one. I'll go every business in town to get the same boat because I'm not going to let this Reading community end up like Portland. Impact Solutions.
Or Sacramento or San Francisco.
Yeah, just down the road, Impact Solutions. Broken windows and all is installed a gauntlet of protective measures against the surrounding transient population.
Mm.
We have cameras. We have sensors. We have glass break. We lock the doors. They have to turn the water off because they'll literally rip off the spigot so they can take showers. He has not bought the building the company works at. He's not sure if he's going to. The police are doing but they all agree the police are doing what they can. But you don't have any room in the jail. But the new laws, the way they are, you can't touch these people. The only thing these people are going to do is run your business. And we're not talking San Francisco, my friends. We're not talking L.A. where you're seeing organized gangs come in and steal hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just saw a headline where retail theft is going to be almost doubled by 2025. And I mean, it's already in the billions, but it's going to be doubled again in the billions unless we change something. And you got to change that Prop 47. We've got to get that jail open. We need more space. And now we're trying to figure out how to do it. Sheriff's come up with a plan. Anderson Police Chief isn't really strong on it. Haven't heard anything from the city of Reading. But something has to be done. But our business owners, they should not be the ones on the front lines.
No.
Fighting this.
I feel sorry for that guy. I really feel badly. It's the American dream that's being encroached on. Literally.
Both owners had, both said District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry called him to discuss what is being done to improve conditions. Cry said, when we allow crime and vandalism to infect our community, we're going to see more of our favorite places close or move entirely away. Lucky Miller's is the perfect example of a business that is doing everything right. Great people, amazing food, you know, blah, blah, blah. Crime, the economy, is totally out of their control. Where, you know, the cost of gas goes up, inflation, everything. $700 more a month, my friends, you're paying now than you did 2 years ago because of inflation. Let's take a break. How about a happy one? Let's talk about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Even though it's unhappy about what the insurance companies are doing in the state of California, isn't it nice to know you got an expert like Judy Maxwell and her team that can talk to you about your alternatives and your insurance? And also, and from her financial side, what's going on with your 501s, with inflation, with your, you know, with all your retirement plans? How about a free review and analysis? Yeah. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. Today is the 28th. We're streaming, by the way, at KCNR1460.com, and you can even see us on video if you go to our site there, see what's going on here. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Everything. Skid steers, tractors, side-by-sides. Yeah, if you want to go out for rides. Backhoes from small to large. I saw a little bitty one in a front yard off a placer while they were repairing it. This is a little bitty tractor. And you're thinking to yourself, it looked like a Tonka toy, for an adult. That makes sense. Anyway, they've got it all there. And they're there to help you learn how to use it and to support all your needs. Yeah, they're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson Center. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. Let's go to the phones. Robert.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Well, I think all these three main stories that you've talked about this morning are all connected.
Okay.
You started with elementary school, or not elementary, with the school kids, the things going on between Shasta County.
Yeah, Anderson Union High
education.
School. Yeah.
Right, and the guy down in Sacramento not being very happy with it. And then you went on to the shooting in Jacksonville and now on to the homeless problem. And it all stems from, and I'm sorry, I know you guys don't go overly religious on your show, but if we start in school by convincing children that there's no such thing as creation, that there's no God, there's no higher order, it doesn't have to be my God, doesn't have to be your God, just in general, created as opposed to a floating accident, well, then we go on to confuse their sexuality and tell them whatever they want to be, they can. And then after that, they come to the conclusion that they can be more important than another race or another person, so they don't mind murdering them. Or you end up in the homeless element where why not do drugs and why not steal and why not do anything else? If this is all there is, if this is the only life, then I might as well service myself as much as possible. Everybody else be damned.
Yeah. It's no longer selflessness, it's selfishness when people can get to that. Because if there is no moral code to live up to, then you can do anything you want.
And where do you teach? I mean, that's something that I think you're kind of brought up with a moral code, right from wrong. Do you think you're born to really know what's right or what's wrong? I mean, we're kind of born into this world innocent creatures until, or human beings, until we, learn yes, no, hot, cold, bad, good. I don't know. I mean, aren't we kind of at a certain point, 4 or 5? I mean, unless we're running with the wolves, and even then, they have a moral code.
Well, the morals only come from being created. If morals only come from being under a supreme morality. If a man says murder is immoral, but then he goes out and murders and justifies his murder, then you've lost any morality to murder is immoral. Because the man said it was, and the man broke his own rule. So you only have morals if there's something bigger, if there's something greater than man. And this is, again, goes back to It doesn't have to be. It could be, like, Vivek is a Hindu, right? So, I mean, he doesn't have the same belief in God as I do. But the moral structure is similar, and the fact of the matter is, if you stray from any moral, like this, honestly, they had me convinced coming out of high school that there was no such thing as God, that literally God was just this farce, it was just this made up thing, and then on top of that, everything that stemmed from the thought that there was a God was evil, was bad. So when they send you out into the world, now I was really lucky. I was like, not quite like Carl, but I made a lot of mistakes as a kid. I joined the Army, and the Army kind of smacked me around and set me straight. I consider myself very lucky for that. If I would have just continued on the road I was on out of high school, there's really no telling what kind of bad things or where I would have ended up.
Well, you know, the thing is, it goes back to the basics that you learn at your knees of your parents and your grandparents and all this. And if it's not there, what turns this kid into a white supremacist where he thinks he can go out and shoot people? Now, yeah, he'd been in a mental institution, so you got to go back and, well, how in the hell did he get guns? But there's other things, too. I mean, let's talk about what goes on in Chicago. 40 shot every weekend in Chicago. And that's usually it's black on black crime. There's nothing there that tells people that there's a better way of life. That killing each other over a city block or over whatever reason, shootings down in L.A. They're having a parties. All of a sudden, somebody pulls out a gun and starts shooting. The whole thing is wrong. There's something that's basically missing in the makeup of these people. Anyway, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thanks, Rob.
And you don't have to be super religious to figure this out. That, you know, when we had when religion was a part of people's lives, things were different. Hey, let me talk about something happy before we go into this. The Little League World Series this weekend. Well.
Yes, we watched that. I don't know
well,
how
we
well.
I know we missed it. Yes. Well, we were just we almost missed our daughter's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
How did we do that?
I'm sure we called her late at night, but we didn't miss the day.
We didn't miss it. So what happens is they had the Little League World Series, and the Curacao. It's an island nation. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. The California infielder Luis Lope accomplished something every 12-year-old athlete has dreamed about ever. He hit a walk-off home run to win the game for your team. It was in the Little League World Series championship game, crushed the second pitch and for a home run, and it ended the game. El Segundo won 6-5 against this other team from, and I want to talk about this other team a little bit, but anyway, of course, you can imagine how happy everybody was. But the team they were playing was from an island nation, small island, off the, it's part of the Lesser Antilles Island in the Southern Caribbean. In the Dutch Caribbean region, about 40 miles north of Venezuela.
Yeah, Caracas.
Yeah.
Been there.
It's not Caracas, it's Curacao.
Okay.
It's a nation. You've been to Caracas.
Okay.
But not Caracas.
Then I must have just come in on the middle of that sentence.
You came in the middle
Sorry.
Of that. Right, that's okay. It's a small place. It doesn't have a lot of people, but they got into the World Series and got
Yay.
Into the final game. So, I mean, it's part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. And but they made it all the way into the final game there.
That's fantastic.
It is good.
Hey, let me also in sports, Victor Hovland.
The Rockets.
I don't know what.
Well, I'm sure they're related somehow.
Victor Hovland.
Yes.
Who's that? Okay, so here's when Oklahoma State golf coach Alan Bratton was recruiting Victor Hovland. In 2015, he remembers Hovland telling him that he couldn't wait to get to the United States and hit balls off grass. Now, this guy He remembered the coach said, I remember thinking that was a phrase I'd never burped out of my mouth. I couldn't relate to it. Bratton didn't grow up, trying to play an outdoor sport in Oslo, Norway. The Scandinavian country known more for downhill skiing and snowboarding is now home to the hottest golfer on the planet after Hovland won the Tour Championship by 5 strokes on Sunday. Hovland started the staggering scoring event at 8-under, because you're a golfer, you understand that, and 19-under on his own to finish 27-under.
Wow.
He was 11 shots better than the U.S. Open winner, Wyndham Clark, who finished third, and 13 better than Roy McIlroy, who was fourth. Evidently, when he talked about, this is what's interesting, Hovland practiced at an indoor golf facility and played outdoors when there wasn't snow on the ground. There are about 6 to 8 hours of daylight during the winter months, and Hovland passed time by watching instructional swing lessons on YouTube. The good news, there are about 18 to 19 hours of daylight during the height of summer. Hovland didn't leave the golf course until about 10 p.m. on most summer days. Here's a quote from him. I would take every single day very seriously because every day I had home in the summer, I couldn't just waste away the day because in a couple months, it's winter and I can't play outside. So every single day, I tried to get the most out of it. And I think that's what really helped me. And here's this guy, 25 years old, the champion, because he had the grit. He had the drive. And he was in a snow country. So he, like, watched YouTube. The game became him. He became the game. It's like become one with.
It's Zen.
Yeah.
Zen in the art of golf. Become one with the ball. I think I saw that in Caddyshack. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. And it is. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We're just talking about what Jason's going through over there. But I tell you what, you're not going to get a better haircut than the guys down at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. I'm going down there this week. You give them a call at 530-244-9478, and they will give you a haircut. They don't talk – you know what? They don't talk politics there. You think of all – oh, you know, barbershops. This isn't Woody's down there. This is just – this is just a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hairstyling salon. It's great. Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise. And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes?
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Yeah. Welcome back to our Monday edition here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And I want to remind you, everybody, on Thursday night at 6 p.m., I'll be live. And I'm bringing in Sandra Jennings. Now, who's Sandra Jennings, you're asking yourself, or maybe you do know. She's our astrologer. She is an astrologer. I love the fact that, you know, like, there's so many people, we were just talking about at the break, so many people we know that are kind of going through some crazy times, like world-affecting, life-changing moments. Does that make sense? Like, their world is like shifting in a weird way, and we see it on so many layers with the last couple months, and we see it in the world stage, but we see it with our friends. And so I'm going to ask her, you know, on Thursday. She's going to tell us all about what's going on and, you know, the planetary alignment. I find it fascinating. It's a science to it. You know, people can poo-poo caca it, but the reality is for thousands of years, from back, from the early times, people have planted by the moon, talked to the moon, did things with, when the stars were here and they, you know, by the tide coming in and all of that stuff. So she's going to be on Thursday night at 6. You don't want to miss that. 8:37 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have, hazy skies this morning if you're just looking out, with highs of 98, overnight lows of 60. We do have a PSA area agency on aging announcing the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is no cost, and the program mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help. Call PSA2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687.
So, something we all knew because we lived here, and we've talked about it about the last 10 years, is that, and now it's been it's been officially said, that Reading recently was named one of the best trout fishing towns in the United States, and we're number 5. There are places to be if you're a diehard, these are places you need to be if you're a diehard trout angler. You know, and you've got Colorado and Montana, but here, Redding, California, Lower Sac,
runs through this town, offering great float trips all year long. Pitt River, Hat Creek, Fall River, and McLeod River. I'm just kind of paraphrasing what they're saying, but everybody knows this is one of the top fisheries in the United States. The Michilaks, who own the fly shop, bring in literally thousands of anglers every year to fish this river, to fish this area up here. And if you don't fish, and here I am living in one of the greatest places in the world to fish, and I don't fish like I should. I have the equipment. I just don't, and I belong to the Project Healing Waters, which is a fly fishing group for veterans that gets into really great places, and you don't have to spend money to do it. And I haven't taken advantage of that. I think this year, as we change on how we do things, you know, to try and say, okay, once a month, I'm going to try and get out there and fly fish and get out there with other people that know what they're doing. That's the big thing. And Michalak and we've known them forever.
Yes.
I've never gone fishing with Mike Michalak.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we're busy doing other things. But we've never gone out at his place up there in Tennant. They've got two lakes that are just filled with trout.
Well, we have gone with them to do that from the banks.
Yeah, but they threw us out.
Yeah, yeah, we threw them off the bank. That's a difference than a float.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, and there were a lot of fish. So that's the best thing. You know, I've gotten a lot of information today that we talked about off of two local news sources, Record Searchlight and KRCR. KRCR is really, Channel 7 has really picked up. It appears to me. I mean, they've always been good, but they've really picked up a lot of local things. Sam Comente. I'll get it yet. Sam Comente, it seems like every time I turn around, he's there. And Record Searchlight has, you know, David Benda and Ethan Hansen, who does all their sports. And Ethan, of course, calls our baseball games for us here. There's a lot of things going on that that you can pick up on that. You were talking about the Rose Restaurant. This used to be Seamus O'Leary.
Rose. Yep. Rose.
Right.
And it used to be
Seamus O'Leary's. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And they kind of kept it there, but now they have kicked it up, and their menu is totally different. And it's, you know, I'm kind of like interested in something like this. They're talking about halibut. Skirt steak, prime rib, filet mignon, New Zealand salmon, but they're offering raw oysters every day. And
yes,
you know how we are about.
We
raw
love
oysters.
Our. You know, I think that you know, come especially fall. We live downtown. We've always talked about doing it like a pub crawl.
Yeah,
you know, just go. You know, try this place for a cocktail. Go there for an appetizer. Come over here. And we're going to just do it this year. We're just going to, you know, bundle up.
It's cooler. Yeah.
And walk downtown and support, you know, now's the time to do it.
Both of us armed to the teeth, of course. And, no, I'm just kidding. Kind of. The downtown is exploding, as we can see. There's so many good things going on here in Redding. The music scene, the theater scene, businesses are popping up everywhere. The places like, okay, I went out to the Bantam restaurant the other day, and it's out there by the Hen House, and they have Cajun food.
And I
had Cajun shrimp and grits.
Let me tell you,
if you've never had that before, you've got to have it once. It has, it was Antuna sauce, where it's kind of a Cajun sauce on it. And it was really, really good. I've never had it before. And I, you know, I grew up on grits. And but this was a totally different one. Again, the city of Redding is expanding, and you've got to get out there. You've got to get out there and look at it. Look, down there at the place that Pat plays at, Taroko?
Yes.
Takoro.
Yeah, and that's also walking distance. So I'm saying right in the right in the immediate, and they have the first Fridays, which is going to be happening on,
this first Friday.
Right. So, and you know, places open up, they do extended hours. I think, our friends at Enjoy do wine tasting and music there. So it's a great place. You know, fall's coming up. I think it's in the air. We've got all these wonderful events coming up, but the first Friday is a great time to kind of go downtown and, go into, art shows, poke your head around. We're around this week, and we should probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. But especially if it starts cooling down and won't be as bad. I tell you what, let's take a break. Let's come back and talk about Sherry Papini. You remember Sherry Papini there, buddy?
I do.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on with Sherry Papini now. We'll be right back.
Well, pick me up with golden hands.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading, with special guests Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the Friendly Oil Change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. So much going on, of course, in our world. Really. Okay. Have you ever heard of gymtimidation? That's a real word. Mm-hmm. Gymtimidation. So you head to the gym and suddenly you're anxious. These feelings, dubbed gymtimidation, can prevent you from achieving your goal. So I don't know. I've never really experienced that because I kind of go into my own. Well, I haven't been to the gym so long, but I do take Pilates. I've always enjoyed going to the gym, working on free weights. Sometimes I feel like I'm very much a loner. I don't like to socialize at the gym. I don't want to get into people's politics or people's
gossip. Well, when they get into
gossip.
Their, hey, you want to work in here?
No, I want to just kind of go up and just work on my freeway. That's what I used to do for years and years. And when I traveled, I'd always find a gym wherever I was. At one time, I think I was with Gold's Gym, so you could find, if you were traveling someplace, you could hit a Gold's Gym in that city that you're in. But anyway, that's a word, gymtimidation. Do you experience that? I think that's probably really good about wearing your headphones and just kind of going in and doing your thing or listening to your podcast, Positivity. Anyway.
Shirley Papini.
Ooh.
Okay. We all remember who Shirley is. Sherry. Yeah. Papini. Yeah. She has.
did you say Shirley?
Yeah, I did. I said Shirley. I meant Sherry. She has been released from prison. And she's in a halfway house in Sacramento after serving less than a year of her 18-month sentence. She's at a residential reentry center that is will help her adjust her way, readjust to life outside prison. I got a feeling, I don't know where she was at, but I don't think she was in a hardcore prison, you know, for, you know, like people who do serious crimes. But if you remember, she went missing in early November 2016. That's how long it's been. And turned up 3 weeks later on Thanksgiving morning saying she'd been kidnapped, tortured, had injuries, including a brand on her right shoulder. And it was not until March 2022 when the FBI arrested Papini that she admitted to faking her kidnapping and inflicting injuries. She later admitted to being voluntarily in Costa Mesa, California, with her ex-boyfriend the entire time. She pleaded guilty in federal court, lying to the FBI, and was sentenced to 18 months in prison. And she turned herself in to federal authorities in November and served her sentence at a prison in Victorville. According to the Bureau, the halfway houses provide a safe, structured, supervised environment. Now, she owes a lot of money I think she took like $30,000. They got her for wire fraud and all those kind of things because, you know, victims' assistance organizations gave her money in this. This whole story, have they made a movie about it yet? I don't think so.
I just think that there's
something wrong.
Several layers, and we are outside.
We are
with
totally
the information that we get, and I just feel that until you really know all the information, that's what I love to like watching. You know. Cold case files and stuff like that, because they really go into the details with all the detectives and all those things, and that will eventually come out kind of somewhat like, even though there wasn't a murder, but about, you know, really what happened. I don't think we know, so we're speculating from what we've heard and what the reports are And I'm sure there's several reports, or continues to be several reports. So I'm just saying that that's in life. We have a tendency to be armchair warriors or armchair judges. And we don't know as this thing unfolds. Okay, so today marks 60 years since a riveting march on Washington when Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his pivotal speech, I Have a Dream, on the National Mall. Does that image stick in your mind? Did the first four lines stick in your mind? Are they there with you? Now, Carl, I'm asking you this question because there's an age difference. So when he, you know, I was a little, you know, you don't think about those things, but you were of a different age where you probably talked about it, saw it, heard it. What did that mean for you when you heard the dream?
The dream speech?
Yes.
Well, when was it? What was the date on that?
Would have been today, would have marked 60 years ago.
60 years ago. So, well, I was still high school.
Right.
Around there. And when you look at the racial times back then, you know, I'd gone to a segregated school when I lived in North Carolina. It was segregated. Everything was segregated. They wouldn't even open up the there was a town pool, and when black kids wanted to African American kids wanted to swim, they fought it, and then they shut down the pool for
everybody.
And
you lived during those times.
I lived during those times.
And you're right there in it.
I lived during the white and colored bathrooms, white and colored water fountains. Whites walk in this part of the theater, blacks walk in this part of the theater. And so, see, what I see is a tremendous change since then. Martin Luther King, who today is the icon of his I Have a Dream speech, where he dreamed that people would be judged on their character, not their color. We've made huge advances since then, but we just had a guy shoot three people because they were black. That's the only reason, and that's not the only time. There's been others. And then there's this streak that's going on. So have there been great advances? I'm not black. I'm not Hispanic. I am not Asian. I can't say. I can't put myself in their place. But has there been, big steps for the positive? Absolutely. And this man was somebody that people could rally around. His speech was not just laying down. His was peaceful. You know, to affect change, and it's not going to be easy. And there were hundreds of thousands of people there. And did you know that they weren't going to let women speak there? And women came in and said, "Wait a minute," and they changed that policy. They weren't even going to allow that. But see, that was the way it was then. And is it still problems today? Absolutely. But are they so much less than what they used to be? Can you imagine saying that you can't drink out of this fountain because you're a certain color?
No, I know.
You've never seen that.
We
you're
see movies about it.
Yeah, but I saw it. And I
mean, I was born in North Carolina. I know my I don't know if my parents.
I was drinking out of a colored water, out of a water fountain that said colored on it because I didn't know. And a black man said, "You drink it, you know, son, go over there. That's when you drink out of." And I went, "Okay," but I thought it still didn't strike me because
right.
I was young. And so,
isn't that beautiful?
Well,
see,
I mean,
there's that's beautiful. That's like not.
It was.
What was this?
There was a
total racial divide.
And but yet, people respected individuals like Mr. Jones Johnson, who had his farm down there, and we used his mule when we were working in the fields. Very well respected in the community. The Southerners at that time, at least in that area that I know about, they treated individuals much better. But when it came down to like a large, like for race, yeah, then they had a problem, as opposed to the North, where they had problems with individuals. I mean, there was busing going on up there that was just, you know, it was disastrous. But still, we've got it. It's not there yet. It's just not there yet. And maybe not even in my lifetime we'll see it. But it's so much better than it used to be.
Well, we
but
we,
then you get but then you get cases where, you know, somebody, you know.
Well, it was on August 28, 1963. Decades later, many children who attended the march are renewing the call for King's dream and reflecting on the nation's past since the civil rights movement.
And I guess the bottom line, we got to run tomorrow, by the way, Haven Humane's going to join us in March story, and we got a couple other things happening. But we've got to look at the advances that have been made and not concentrate on the outliers, on things that have happened, that things have happened for the good and continue to happen. And I think that's what Martin Luther King would have said if he had his life had not been cut so short. Hey, everybody.